This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What does the world economy look like in a maybe neatly stacked pile of steel shipping containers in blue, green, or burgundy? A business journalist has teamed up with a graphic designer and put together a book of infographics that has the heft of an atlas. On the line from Berlin is Thomas Ramge, co-author of The Global Economy as You've Never Seen It. It's for the eye, but we're going to try to evoke this for the ear. Thanks for joining us, Thomas.
It's a pleasure, and I'm very grateful that I can be on the show.
The global economy is an idea that is central to our lives, but you can't see it. It's often almost a metaphor. Why did your team set out to try to visualize the world economy?
What we're trying to do in this book is to visualize data and visualize abstract context to lower the entry barriers into the complex world of economics.
So you're trying to use advanced graphic design and infographics and data to explain the stuff so people can explore. So let's just zoom in on a couple parts of these pages, 88 and 89. It says, the jeans business, the blue jeans business. On page 88, a cartoon pair of blue jeans is depicted, supposedly off-brand jeans, available maybe at a place like Walmart, cheap jeans. On page 89 are designer blue jeans that cost a lot of money, about $300. What do you get from looking at that particular part of your graphic?
Are you wearing jeans right now?
Of course I am. I mean, I'm an American.
The jeans that you're wearing might have traveled, or parts in it might have traveled more than 30,000 miles before it was put in a store in New York and Los Angeles. So the cotton of your jeans might have been picked in Kazakhstan, or the washing might have been done in Taiwan, and the buttons and rivets might come from Italy, and the distribution then has been organized in Europe and the United States. And so jeans are very practical examples, and those were the examples we were looking for that make the global economy tangible.
All right now, Thomas, to page 96. What I'm looking at is a flat map of the world. It is covered in a fuzz of filaments, like someone has spread steel wool across the map of the world. Now, these are not random lines. There are patterns here. What is this?
These are the transport lines of goods and people in the world. And as you might have realized, we didn't draw the borders on it. What we see here is a map of how the world is connected in reality. We firmly believe that the global economy is not a zero-sum game, but that if we collaborate on a global scale, if we have competition and fair terms, we all win.
The book is called The Global Economy as You've Never Seen It. 99 ingenious illustrations that put it all together. Mr. Ramge, thank you so much.
I thank you.